When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Fan and Kiss FM's 18th Annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest on The Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Stop at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek today until 6 p.m. to drop off a brand new toy. If you can't make it, go to thefanmilwaukee.com to donate online.
You heard Big Voice Lady. Do what she says.
Sometimes it's just nice to not think about it and follow directions.
Yeah, you thought I was going in a different direction there, Mace.
I did. I was
sometimes
concerned.
It's nice to follow a lovely lady's orders.
Just follow her orders.
Right?
Follow orders.
Don't question it. Get to Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek today. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. It's the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It is game day. Our Green Bay Packers at the first place Detroit Lions. And when I say first place, I don't mean NFC North. I mean NFC. Oh. They are the team.
I love it. You're right so now. Optimistic right now.
Yes, I am. They are the team with the target on their back. And so it's funny because our next guest, like, I feel like probably has some really good stories of all the times the Packers beat up on the lowly Lions, because they were the lowly Lions for so long.
Yes, Tony was there with the lowly Lions.
Yes. So joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, he is Tony Mall. Tony, welcome to the show. Oh, I should probably punch him in, huh? There we go. Tony, welcome to the show.
There we go.
Oh, there he is.
It's my first day.
Yeah, it's all good. Happy to be here. This is going to be fun.
Well, I'd say it's early for you, Tony. What's that? Sorry.
I definitely have some good insight.
Oh, all right.
Bring it.
So I would say it's early for you. You're out on the West Coast. It's 7:20 out there. But you texted me at like 5:20 this morning.
What?
You know, confirming that you were good to go. So I think you're an early riser. I know what you're doing. I was out in Napa and in Sacramento, and I got to see Tony yesterday morning. We had breakfast together on Human Wednesday before I came back to my homestead. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Tony. What's life after football? Kind of life. It was life during football a little bit, right, with the wine stuff. And tell us what it's like being the godfather of Sonoma.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I'm from Sonoma, born and raised out here in Sonoma Valley in California. And so during football, met Darren and Jason, the other two fat guys that I was drafted with, and found out that all three of us really enjoyed wine. And so while we were playing on the Packers, we started our amazing wine brand, Three Fat Guys. And during our experience in the NFL, it slowly grew from being just a fun little hobby to give out to friends and family and drink ourselves to something that a lot of restaurants wanted. And then we started our wine club. And as I retired from football, took on the reins of the company, and we moved our family back out here to Sonoma. And now we're this is what we do, and it's a fun thing. But we just kind of got through harvest. All the wines are now sitting in barrels and resting. But I still get up bright and early to make sure that everything's okay. Within an hour here, I'm taking the kids to school, then off to the winery, and we got to make sure everything's still running right.
Well, Tony, I want you to tell a story that you told me yesterday about what happened last week after we had our interview with Darren College. You had a fun little story to tell me about something that that happened there at the tasting room in Sonoma.
Oh, well, it's the incredible reach of this show.
That's right.
Wow.
We are influencers, Let's guys. Go. We are influencing people.
So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, this wonderful gentleman walks through the door, and he's like, "I'm here to buy wine." And I'm like, "Okay, we can do that. Do you want to try anything?" He's like, "I actually don't have time, but I was listening to the Mason Crosby show, and that's why I'm here, to buy some wine."
Wow.
One of one, guys. We're influencers. Wow. We're doing it.
Tony, as a thank you, if you want to send along a case of rosé, you go right ahead. We will take.
We can make that happen.
Nice. That is so cool. Like, this guy literally said that?
Yep. He heard us talking to Darren and popped out there.
I love it. I love it. That's great.
All right. So, Tony, let's circle into, some football world. So let's talk a little bit about, your time with the Packers and some of these. Obviously, today's game day for the Packers-Lions. Big matchup for the NFC North, for the NFC stuff, rankings, everything. Playoff implications. In your time with Green Bay, what was it like playing the Lions? I mean, they were, I think, were you there when they went 0-16? I can't remember.
And did you mark it up as a win? Before you even played them, did you put it up on the chalkboard? Oh, that's a win. That's a win.
Domination every time.
It's interesting. Yeah, it was kind of sad in a way, right? that they were going, it was just a losing team. But it was also nice in a way because it was almost like an extra bye week. You still had to show up and perform on Sunday. But, they were struggling in so many different ways that it made you feel really good and confident as you went through the game, and it was like touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. And you look back and the punter's not even come on the field yet. And it's like such a really cool feeling as an offensive lineman that you're just able to move the ball down the field. And it's funny too, when you look at it, cause you see on the NFL films, those videos of people with garbage bags or brown paper bags on their head. And you look back, you're like, "Oh my God, that actually happens." I'm happy to see that the Lions are not.
They finally got to take those brown bags off their head. They can be proud fans.
Right. And it's awesome to also see how the NFC North is just so strong once again. And it's going to be a challenge, but I think, ultimately going from what we dealt with, many moons ago, where we could just trounce and move the ball down the field without much effort. And it's a different game today. And the Lions are, they're a strong team. But they're going through some injury woes right now, and I think it's going to make a huge difference in this game. Might be the first time this season that the Packers are 100%.
Yeah. Well, no, I think we have some injuries as well. We have Jair's out, Romeo.
Dobbs is out, and Edgerrin Cooper.
But I think the Lions deal, like, they are, I think they have 13 guys. Is it on IR or injured
or on
and
the,
out?
On the list. I mean, they've like not, and out their entire game. Defensive line is out. Like, yeah. They're starting out defensive line. The entire
bodes well for this Packers team. I mean, whenever you saw that, but again, like, kind of tell everyone, that mindset as well. From an offensive line perspective, you're like, okay, this guy's out, this guy's out. But then you have to kind of deep dive study who's going to replace them. And those guys were studs in college. It's not like you're going out there and just saying like, "Oh, I'm going to be playing against a high school kid now." I mean, these guys are still professional football players and lighting it up. Cause I think sometimes from a fan perspective, it's like, "Oh, well, their starter's out, so we're going to dominate the right side out of this, you know, this line. But that's not always the case. There's a good guy, you know, in the wings waiting for his opportunity. So tell everyone about, you know, when that kind of stuff happens, what those matchups look like.
No, you're spot on. I mean, what it comes down to is film study, you know, and you got to find those moments, because what you're trying to do is on, as an offensive lineman, is you got to find those cues, that those tail signs, kind of like poker in a way, that kind of give away what the D-line is trying to do. If they're stunting to the right or the left, or what are they going to pinch? Are they going to try to hit the A-gap or the B-gap? And those things can really help you out, because you come out of the huddle and you're hurrying to the line, you're looking at the safety coverage, to the linebackers, to the D-line, trying to figure out what type of defense they're running. And then once you do that, now you've got the quarterback getting into their cadence, you know, an audible. Now you're trying to see, is the D-line waiting? Is their weight falling inside, or are they really heavy on their hands? Because that's going to give it away what's going on. And so by studying film a lot, you can figure that out and what that defensive person's doing. So if it's someone that doesn't really show up on film, it's really hard to figure them out. And like you said, it doesn't mean that you're playing against the junior varsity squad, right? It's somebody that's finally getting their shot, their opportunity. So they're going to be running at 100% every single play. So in a way, it's kind of more difficult. And what you're relying on is that your experience and your ability to hopefully play at a better pace is the reason why you're going to perform better. And, you know, and just because it's the second string guy or maybe a third string guy that they're bringing up, or a practice squad guy they're bringing up, or a free agent that they've brought in and they've only seen the playbook for 3 days, it does not mean that they're going to be a bad player. And so we got to get up, you got to get that first score on the board, and then you start that movement, and it's just first down after first down, and that's what you got to focus on.
I love it. Well, hey, so I'm going to, before Tommy asks it, because I'm sure he'll jump on, because, you know, we got TJ Lang on, he wanted to ask a question about, you know, my time in the weight room, and if kickers even work out and do those things.
We know they don't.
You know, not as much. In that time, I think when Tony was there, I was for sure working out like while they were in meetings and doing all this film study. I definitely, on the radio now and watching the games the way I do, I watch so much more film than I ever did, you know, playing. Because you're talking about hands down, all that stuff. I'm like, okay, what do they rush on field goal? All right, you know, Tony, you got that. You take care of that guy.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman. That's why I appreciate the O-line so much. They always had my back and protected me no matter what. And so I kind of want to segue here. We're going to go back into wine, but it's also going to connect to the football and the draft. So I know we were talking about, you know, the Packers have approached you, NFL. You might be having a wine tasting like venue around the draft there.
Ooh,
in Green Bay.
Let's go. Let's go,
like
baby.
A tent, be able to do tastings, have guys in, do things like that. Tell us a little bit about that, and we'll definitely have you on more in the spring as it's you know, kind of getting closer to that, just to kind of
keep we will come and broadcast live
that's
from
what
the
I was
wine
saying.
Tent.
Exactly.
Let's go.
There all
done
day.
Done and done. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really
Tommy, you're
exciting.
Coming.
Yeah. We the NFL program, it's called the Taste of the NFL. They do it at the Super Bowl every year. It raises incredible money. Last year in Las Vegas, you know, we were a part of it. I believe it raised a little over $2 million, and it stays. And what that money does is stays in that city,
that's
and
awesome.
It fights.
Ooh, that's
it
so
fights
cool.
Hunger within kids, so they have plenty of food at schools. And I think it's such an incredible program, and for us to be a part of that, it kind of speaks to what our core is with the winery. I mean, it's our vehicle for giving back, and so it allows us to be a part of so many charities.
That's awesome.
and nonprofits that, you know, just to be able to support them with our wine. And, you know, as this company continues to grow, hopefully it turns into nice big checks that we can give out. You know, it's what makes it truly special. And so for them to kind of see that, and then it gets introduced that they want to do that, bring that program to the draft, I think is such a cool thing. You know, and that's, you have such a huge audience that now is so focused on the NFL draft, which is incredible. And
this is wild.
That is awesome.
And, you know, for them to think that they're, you know, like, I think there's over 800,000 people that were in Detroit last year for the, or earlier this year for the draft. You know, they got to be expecting way more than that to come to Lambeau Field. I mean, you know, it's everybody's experience to come and see that place and see it in such a cool light.
It's going to be amazing.
People are showing up. Yeah, and, you know, sure. And I think it's taken over Milwaukee. It's taken over
the whole way.
Pretty much all of Green Bay and probably Appleton.
Appleton, I mean, Oshkosh, Sheboygan, Manitowoc. It's going to be all NFL draft all the time. Hey, real quick, Tony, we're going to get right back to you, but we do have a quick bite of breaking news here on the Mason Crosby Show. Milwaukee Bucks forward Chris Middleton will make his season debut Friday night at Boston, sources tell ESPN.
Ooh,
Chris Middleton.
So a little early. Talked about, actually, you predicted that, right?
I predicted Christmas. Yeah, so early. He's been cleared for a number of weeks. He finally feels comfortable enough to get, I'm guessing he's going to be on a minute limitation, maybe 20 at the most, something like that. But Chris Middleton.
It'll be good to see him.
Yep, will be playing on national TV, ESPN, Bucks and Celtics tomorrow night. Now back to Tony.
Love that juice. Did you go to many Bucks games whenever you were playing there in Green Bay, Tony?
We went to a couple of them. We went more to the Brewers games.
Kind of
in the off season. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk some baseball.
I love baseball. But back in our day of playing, the off time during the season wasn't the same as I feel like these guys get now.
It's probably true. But,
It was definitely more regulated back in the day. If you keep saying, stop saying that. Back in the day.
Yeah, you're not that, Tony. Back, you're not that old. Day. Come on, man.
I'm joking in my own head, but as Mason alluded to earlier, we were more focused on lifting weights in the gym.
I wasn't going. No, here's. I'm gonna get on Tony here. What they did when they came to Milwaukee was they went to carnivore and ate the whole menu.
That's true.
Oh, that does kind of go into my question I had for Tony.
All right, let's have it, Tommy.
Okay, producer Tommy, here for you, Tony. It says, first of all, I do want to say congratulations. On your Wikipedia page, your fumble recoveries is one of your highlights up there.
Nice.
You do have three. Mason only has one. So if he ever wants to throw stats in your face,
no big deal.
You have recovered more fumbles than Mason Crosby. Other thing I wanted to say is it says you were listed at tight end before. You ended up transitioning to lineman. I wanted to know, when you were bulking on weight, like, what was the calorie diet you were going through there, and what's the most you think you've eaten in a day to bulk up like that, to stay at this weight? Because I assume you're not sitting at 315 anymore.
No, definitely not. And, it was actually, in the beginning, it was a lot of fun. So going to school at University of Nevada, taking advantage of all the casinos and buffets.
Yes.
The diet was four incredibly large meals daily, and then a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before bed. I promise you, if you eat like that, you will gain weight. And but
I promise.
It's when you go to the buffets too, and it's not just one plate.
Buffet.
It's maybe two, maybe three.
Plural, Mason.
Yes.
I played tight end, I was probably about 235. That's kind of like where I kind of weighed, and incredible physique, of course. And then
no doubt you
put on all this weight, and now all of a sudden you start feeling like the rolls and the back fat and different things. You're like, what am I doing this for? It's like, that was like the first thing I remember. It was like a roll on my back. And I was
where you were trying to get to.
I'm now a fat guy. Yeah. And, so being able to eat at the buffets in Reno, was, made it easy in a way.
Would you catch a show like while you were eating? Would you kind of just like hang out and like make sure?
No, just crush.
There was no time.
He was the show.
So I packed on 60 pounds in 6 months.
Oh,
yeah. That is not healthy for the body.
Painful.
I feel like.
That is painful.
I mean, my strength went through the roof. Surprisingly, I thought it was just going to be pretty much just, anchoring weight, but more. I mean, the muscle mass was incredible all summer long. We had amazing strength and conditioning coaching staff that just knew how to really kind of take a mid-major program and get these guys that were kind of diamonds in the rough and just build them into incredible athletes. So, you know, when they came to me and they're like, hey, we want to, you know, I was like, I was the blocking tight end for the Wolfpack, you know, with the pistol offense. We had a lot of fun running the ball. And going into my senior year, Harvey Dahl, who turned into just an amazing offensive lineman with the LA Rams, or the St. Louis Rams at the time.
That's right.
He went to the NFL, and we didn't really have a guy to replace him in spring ball, and they came to me, and it was like day two of spring ball, and they're like, you got to become our other tackle. And I was like, you know what, I'll do it for the team. Let's go win championship, which we ended up doing my senior year. And so, you know, it's one of those that's like, obviously it worked out, got me drafted, got me to the Packers. You know, growing up in the Bay Area, you know, it's 49ers football, you know, nonstop. And to learn the traditions of the Packers, I mean, now my kids only wear green and gold. I mean, it's
nice.
It's what happens. And it's you know, when I think everybody, you know, they might say they have whatever team they enjoy, but, you know, at least the Packers is their second favorite team, if not their first. And, you know, and that's what makes this place so special, to be able to come back and do so much. It's the best part of it. And, you know, going back to kind of what's happening with the draft, you know, for them to reach out and be like, hey, we want to bring in three fat guys. We want you guys to have a tasting room at the draft. We need something really fun for people to do. Of course I said yes. And, you know, we got some really cool ideas. It's a verbal commitment at this point. So hopefully we'll nail down and get it all finalized here shortly. Because we're gonna market it big time, and who knows, maybe it'll even lead to us having a formal tasting room near Lambeau Field.
Let's go!
You know, for all time, and you know,
that's
just
awesome.
Keep it open, and then you guys can come do the radio show there whenever you want.
Exactly,
amazing.
Well,
love
Tony,
it.
I could talk to you all day. I you know, we'll definitely have you back on, and
to
we'll kind of keep showcasing
for sure, right?
And my last question, and you know, just kind of a quick one before we go to break, when to keep the brand alive, whenever y'all go out in person to, you know, showcase the wine, do you, Darren and Jason, wear like fat suits to make sure that like it's still the three fat guys? Because all of y'all are like half the person that you were, you know, when you played. So do you put that fat suit on just to make sure that the brand stays alive?
You definitely wear more layers. It's easier to prove it in the winter, that's for sure.
You want to look a little bigger, make sure that stays alive. Well, Tony, man, hey, I really appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on so early. Get your kids to school. We'll talk to you again soon. And, once a Packer, always a Packer. And really appreciate you, bud.
Of course. Go Pack, go. It's a big win tonight. I can feel it. It's going to happen. And thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. And, we'll talk soon.
That's right, awesome. Thanks,
to
Tony.
All right, guys. See you.
He's awesome, Mason. He is welcome. I mean,
we'll get him on more.
Right. I don't want to say like that. Like some of your guys are like once a month guys. Some of your guys, he's like a once a week guy. Like,
yeah. Well, you know. and he loves it. He's like again, godfather of Sonoma Valley. He loves to talk ball. He loves to talk wine. He'll jump on anytime. So we'll have him on again, and we'll keep showcasing what he is doing after football. Because it's awesome. That's like what I love. It's like this, like they started the wine to give back, to give it to people.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. So like that's really important. And there's so many guys that do that through their career. So we'll keep showcasing that. But let's get to break and keep this thing rolling.
All right. We got to get to our weekly picks. We'll go over the standings very quickly and then we will pick our games. I still got to find a game that I like
I know, seriously.
I've been looking through and I'm like, I don't like any of these games, but I'll figure something up. He's Mason Crosby. My name's Mitch Nellis. We are the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.